Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Ireland needs 80,000 more construction staff to meet our infrastructure needs, according to a new report by the Fiscal Council. And one key area impacted is rail. And yesterday saw the start of a new hourly train service between Dublin and Belfast. And while the Taoiseach Simon Harris hailed it as an important day, the government's delivery of other rail projects is way behind. Not a single metre of track has yet been laid for the Dublin Metro, Cork's new light rail system, or the train line to connect Shannon Airport. So following 4.5 years of record investment in public transport, are we there yet? Or have the government's plans been derailed by planning delays and slow delivery? Well, to discuss all of this, I'm joined from the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin by Professor Brian Caulfield, from County Mayo by spokesperson for the community rail organisation West on Track, Colmán O'Rahilly, and from our Limerick studio by Green Party TD for Limerick City and spokesperson on transport, Brian Ledden. And you're all welcome, but I'm going to start, Brian Caulfield, with yourself. If we look at new rail projects over the past 4.5 years, can you set out where we are and what has been achieved in that time?
So over the past four and a half years, we have delivered new rail services. So we've seen new rolling stock come into on service. And there have been things like, as you said, the hourly service to Belfast. So we've had more services. But where we failed is that we don't have any new additional rail lines been opened. There's one big example that I flagged a few times is that the 4 kilometre extension of the Green Line from Boombridge to Finglas. By my estimation and by what's in the documents, it's going to take 11 years to provide 4 kilometres of light rail. And in a climate emergency, that pace is no longer good enough.
Why is it taking so long?
It's planning delays. It's capacities in the system as well, I think. We've seen with Metro, it's been in its second year of planning permission now. And I know maybe a couple of months ago, somebody said that a snail could have gotten to and from the airport quicker than it's taken to deliver Metro. It is planning. The political appetite, I think, is there. Like, we've never had, from I'm not aligned to any party, but Eamon Ryan has been a very good Minister for Transport. But now the next Minister for Transport, they need to deliver. They need to be out with shovels, signing contracts and spending money on all of this.
So let's go through the commitments that have been made or the promises. We had the Metrolink, which we've been mentioned. The Finglas extension to the Lewis line, you mentioned that. But there are a couple of others as well. The Lewis to Lucan, to Poolbeg, to Bray. The Lewis in Cork and Bus Connects. And we've heard about Bus Connects, 16 new bus corridors and also Dart Plus services. So they're the things that we were promised, but we don't have any of them.
We don't have any of them yet, no. And we're not even after signing a contract on any of them to start construction, like I suppose specifically at the Metro. The fear I have is if Metro got the green light at some point next year, the pipeline of when Lewis, Luke and Poolbeg or Bray actually go into Onboard Planola and spend their 2.5 years with Onboard Planola, when will they start to be constructed? Equally with the Lewis line in Cork, that's badly needed for the people of Cork. And that doesn't even that gets us to a bare minimum, Claire. And we need things like, you know, the rail extension to Navan. We need rail extensions in Cork as well. We need to be looking at light rail in Galway and Limerick and in Waterford as well. And that's to get us to the 50% reduction in transport emissions.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Ledden, it just makes your shoulders slump when you hear, you know, it's going to take 11 or 12 years to get 4 kilometres of a Lewis line extension out to Finglas.
Well, the challenge in transport is actually immense. It probably is the most difficult sector to decarbonise. It isn't the only reason why we would bring in this improved services and infrastructure. It provides all kinds of benefits and allows us to grow in a better way as a country. I would say that a huge amount has been done in the last few years. Of course, we would like to get to a point where we have the level of service and the level of infrastructure that other countries have. But the reality is that there's been 6 decades of underinvestment in rail infrastructure and in public transport infrastructure in this country. So we're coming from an incredibly low base. In the last few years, incredible work has been done in laying the blueprint and the plans for a very ambitious
network. It's so slow, Brian. It's so slow. We've loads of money and it is so slow. Like nothing, that list that I read out, we've got none of it.
Unfortunately, it is so slow and it needs to be a national priority. We have a decision to make as a country. What infrastructure do we want to prioritise? Because as per the report this morning, there is limited capacity in the construction sector. If we invest in rail particularly, it will allow our cities and our regions to grow in the fastest and best possible way. There's a lot of projects that are at the earlier and advanced stage of planning, particularly in the East Coast. We actually need to turn to the regional cities and the regions now. And we're coming from so far behind that projects like the Western Rail Corridor, and looking forward to hearing Coleman in a few minutes, the rail connection to Shannon Airport, that's only on the agenda now because the Greens have been in government in the last few years. The Cork right. Commuter Rail is getting going.
Well,
The strategic rail review is published now.
Let's bring in Coleman O'Reilly, because I speak about frustration, Coleman. I mean, are you happy to be on the agenda, but you don't have the upgrade that you're looking for?
Well, we're happy to be on the agenda, Claire, and we are confident that the upgrade will start very, very shortly. By contrast with what Professor Caulfield was describing earlier, we're talking about restoring an existing railway line. In other words, renewing the track, renewing signalling and so on and so forth, and bringing back into service a railway line that's already in place. Mm-hmm. So none of the difficulties that are being encountered with new projects in the east and so on would apply here.
Just explain to people where you're going now from and to.
Yes. Well, we've already succeeded in having the railway connection between Galway City and Limerick City restored by reopening Yennis to Athenry. And that has now the fastest growing railway in the country. And Éireann Ródhéireann are seeking to improve services on it and to extend services on it. We are now looking to connect Galway north to Mayo and subsequently to Sligo, because we believe that our region here, as the EU has pointed out, we are the 218th of 234 regions in terms of development. So we're very near the bottom, mm-hmm. unlike the east and the south. And we believe that infrastructure is the key to balance regional development. If we connect, it's foolish to think that we can do anything for the regions if we don't put in the infrastructure.
And what's the delay? What do you understand is causing the problem?
Well, there have been delays. Obviously, we had a serious recession 10 years ago, which slowed down the next phase of building the Western Rail Corridor. I believe that the All-Ireland Rail Review, which, as Brian said, was brought in by the Green Party, that review has pointed us in the direction that we need to go. And it has said that the Western Rail Corridor should be a short-term project. And it is actually a shovel-ready project. It can start tomorrow morning if the government gives the go-ahead. The Navan project, which we would be very supportive of as well, will require to be built on a greenfield site. We're talking about a railway line which runs from the town of Claremorris, where I live, to Galway, and from the town of Claremorris to Sligo. It's already there. So these are low-hanging fruit when it yeah. comes to rail development.
Okay, I just want to bring Brian Caulfield back in here for a moment. Do you agree that the chief obstacle here is the planning system, Brian? Like, is that a fair defence of what the government has managed to achieve in the last 4 years?
I think it is the planning system is a big part of it. Another part of it is as well, I suppose, that there have been delays in certain projects. I hate going back to the Metro, but the Metro is a really good example. It was cancelled. It had full planning permission. It was shovel ready as we went into a recession. We cancelled it. We built something different. That meant we had to change the alignment. And then that meant that the project grew in cost and we still don't have it in front of us. I think that, I suppose, as we're about to go into an election, as I think we all know, the projects that are there, the ones that you listed out, they should be set in stone. They shouldn't even be up for debate because of how far they've progressed. Any messing with those or any kind of changing in any of the alignments on those could set those projects back decades.
Yeah, we have Alton getting in touch with us saying that Galway is the seventh most congested city in Europe. Chronic tailbacks daily on the N17 attest to this. And anyone who lives in the region is trying to get to work there every day doesn't need to be reminded of that. But he says reopening the existing railway from Mayo and Sligo south to Galway will remove congestion at source. And Brian, you wouldn't be, Brian Redden, you wouldn't be arguing with that point. You know that it needs to happen.
It absolutely has to happen, and it has to be a national priority, and we have to stop this thing that we do where we require projects to, you know, do all kinds of tests to see if they're viable. Rail is fundamentally important for the development of this country in a balanced way. So we do have to get on with the decision around a lot of these projects. And actually, we need to be building rail, not where we see demand currently, but where we want demand to be in the future. We want balanced regional development. We want growth in the northwest, in Galway, in Limerick, in Cork and Waterford. So we need to now start to implement the strategic rail review. This is a project, the rail review is a project that Eamon Ryan initiated, and now it's a blueprint for a total turning of the tide of rail investment in this country for the next 10 to 15 to 20 years. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting. As I said already, a rail connection to Shannon Airport wasn't even on the agenda a few years ago. Now it's locked into this strategy. Now it needs the political decision and the political will to accelerate and develop projects like that and the Western Rail Corridor and Metropolitan Rail in Limerick and in Cork as fast as possible.
Coleman, I have a message here from a listener who appears to be in the same part of the country as yourself and says, we're forgotten in the Northwest. This is the only service I know which has gotten worse over the last 40 years. I'm 60. I used to travel to college on this train 40 years ago. The train journey took less time then than it does now. I never had to get off the train and do a bus transfer, which happens now regularly during the winter. It had a full buffet car where you could get your dinner. Now you can't get a cup of tea. There was a ticket collector, a security guard. Now there's nothing. So there's lots of antisocial behaviour on it now. Do you agree that the existing services are perhaps subpar?
Well, there are certainly elements of the existing services that can be improved. And in fairness to Éireann Ruth, they're pulling out all the stops to ensure that that happens. There was a time when you could get a meal on a train. There are reasons which I'm sure Éireann Ruth can explain why that doesn't happen now. But certainly there's always room for improvement. But what is most important, I believe, is that we can get there are more people travelling now by rail than ever before, and the demand is soaring for it. So if people are demanding to get out of their cars and get into trains, I think it behoves us as a nation to provide rail services everywhere that we can. And that's why the All Ireland Rail Review is important, because it's setting out a plan for the future. And I think we must begin, as I said earlier, with the projects that are ready to go. One of those being the connection of Mayo to Galway and subsequently to Sligo.
All right. Well, that seems to make sense, certainly, given what we've heard about congestion around Galway and how important connectivity is in the West. Thank you all for joining us. Professor Brian Caulfield, Brian Ledden from the Green Party and Coleman O'Rahilly from West on Track. Coming up next, I feel like a project manager. Families dealing with end-of-life care say that they need more advice and more help as the Irish Hospice Foundation launches a new helpline today.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.